American Cattle News. There's a new risk protection program for cow-calf producers. More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
USDA launching the Wean Calf Risk Protection Program. Allison Rivera with NCBA.
NCBA has been trying to work with USDA not only for more tools in the toolbox in the risk management space for cattle producers, but specifically maybe more, you know, cow-calf producers. And again, a lot of the work we've been doing is trying to educate producers of the programs that are out there that are available. You know, there's a lot of programs out there under that risk management title. And so we just want to make sure that producers know that there are programs available. This program is very new, so new that we are going to have those who are selling this new pilot program come speak to the Ag and Food Policy Committee meeting at our convention, our NCBA convention in late January, so that producers have the ability to ask very specific questions about this. It is a four-state pilot program, and you know, I think that it being a new tool specifically for the cow-calf producers out there, we're excited that, you know, there's a new tool out there. So looking forward to kind of diving deeper into this program and making sure that everybody has the correct information on it.
It's only available in four states:
Colorado, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. And again, in a pilot form, you know, USDA will gather information about how the program is being used, whether it's working. And then as they do with a lot of pilot programs, if it's successful, then we can work with them to expand the coverage for further states.
American Cattle News.